Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Well, it is the daily roundup. My name is Anisa Isak. I am sitting in for Maulana Junaid Kirsani for today. And we're looking at several things, particularly here in South Africa. We're looking at climate change and how it can spell danger for human health. Now, climate change is the buzzword and of serious concern worldwide as countries are hit by excessive heat waves, unprecedented rainfall, earthquakes, and a list that continues. Now, what is of grave concern is that the world warms faster than at any other point in recorded history. As warned by the World Health Organization last week, human health is on the front line. And this afternoon we talked to Mia Malan from Bekisisa Health to find out a little bit more about how we human beings are at risk. Mia, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mia, it's nothing new to see, you know, firefighters battling fires as never before, towns and villages being destroyed in flooding, and, you know, we've seen so many more earthquakes, volcanoes erupting. Is there enough emphasis being put on climate change's impact on human health?
I think no. The short answer is no, not. I think we're just at the beginning of the conversation, you know, in the media in any case. And there certainly is an impact on almost every aspect of health. So if you, for instance, you've spoken about the wildfires and the floods, we often think there would only be an impact on, for instance, respiratory diseases because the air gets more dirty and that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. It actually goes beyond that. HIV will spread faster because of climate change, and the reason, part of that reason, is because of floods or droughts. So when you're, for instance, in a flood and you can't get hold of your medication because you perhaps don't have your ID card, and you can't get any medication. But more than that, if people stop using their HIV medication, then they become infectious and more likely to infect other people. And what also then happens is the immune systems become weaker, and then they get the most common disease that you get if you have HIV and you're not on medication, and that is TB. And mm-hmm. TB then spreads faster. And there's lots of research that shows if you have TB, you are far more likely to get diabetes. And then there's also an influence on how fast diabetes goes around. So it really goes beyond just air pollution.
Okay, so that's really, you know, something that we need to think about, because we saw during COVID what happened when many people couldn't get access to healthcare, you know, to their medication and that kind of thing. So what we're seeing would be far worse than that. Now, people also, because of what is happening, you know, the number of floodings and droughts that we are having, and the way the earth is obviously under strain from the heat, people have less to eat, and especially less healthy food when crops are destroyed by these natural phenomena. What are the health implications from this?
So first of all, if you don't have healthy food, you have a weaker immune system, which means you become far more vulnerable to a range of diseases. It means if you're going to get a germ that, for instance, causes a cold, if your immune system isn't great, you can get worse consequences, and it could develop to pneumonia, for instance. So that's one thing. But the other really important thing is mental health. When people are in periods of lots of stress, and that is, for instance, when there's a long-term drought, you, for instance, lose your job often, or your form of income, especially if your form of income is, for instance, to grow food and sell it. And that has an impact on how likely you are to adhere to long-term chronic medications. So people with hypertension or who have to take medication for any kind of chronic disease, research shows they're less likely to adhere to the medication because there are so many other stresses for them. And as soon as that happens, things spread more. And mental health, we already live in a world with very, very high levels of anxiety and depression. And for that to worsen, we're already moving from a very bad baseline, means that there are several consequences. We know if people are more stressed out, there's often more violence, there's more substance abuse because it's a form of a coping mechanism. So it's really a ripple effect.
Absolutely. Would you describe our changing climate as the biggest emerging health threat then?
Well, I think that is pretty well established, or many experts are of that opinion. The World Health Organization, for instance, has dubbed it as the biggest health crisis of the century. And the thing about climate change is, because it moves slowly, if you compare it to COVID, for instance, everyone acted immediately because you could see how fast that virus spread. But climate change, you can compare a little bit, say, to HIV when it came to our country. It wasn't a disease like COVID who killed people at once or who made people sick at once. It took a while for you to see the consequences. And there's so many parallels with climate change and the effect of something taking a while to see the consequences means people act slower, and that is pretty detrimental. If we look at HIV, if we acted earlier, we would have had far fewer deaths.
But what about budget implications? I mean, few countries have the budgets to address the health implications of climate change. I mean, if we look at our continent, Africa, where many countries are already in trouble with their people starving.
Yes, and those problems are now just going to become worse. And we're, for instance, going to see more respiratory diseases, more asthma and lung diseases. And our health systems are going to be overburdened. So the question is, do we have the budget for that? Have we planned for that? So we at BKCSA had a panel discussion with experts this week. And one of the experts on that panel was from the health department, the person in charge of climate change. And they still only at the point where they're trying to get information to see, are there more respiratory diseases because of climate change? Or, you know, are people not adhering to their medication? And is there a link? So they're not even at the point where they know where to increase the budgets. So for South Africa, there's still a lot of work to do.
Is there any risk, or any country rather, that did not experience heat waves this year, which is also another cause of increased health risks for people?
Well, I have not checked all the countries individually, but what I have done is there's an important report that came out about a month ago, and that is a report that recorded from an international organization how many more, they call it extreme weather events we've seen, and that means droughts or floods. And the general consensus was that almost every country in the world has seen an increase in these events, and that it certainly, if you compare it to, say, a few years ago, it has most certainly increased, and it's more regular.
So what do we do? How can we address a situation that will only worsen? Can world leaders continue to just talk about climate change, but almost seem to ignore it concerning the impact on the health of their citizens? Because nothing seems to get done. I mean, we've had all of these meetings and, you know, worldwide leaders converge. They have these meetings. It's almost as if they just talk and talk and talk.
So it's interesting that you mentioned that, because an interesting thing, we spoke to a climate justice activist, Kumi Naidoo, and asked him, you know, what is the impact on his mental health as an activist when he sees these things and nothing happens? And, you know, activists, for instance, often get arrested. And his comment was, you know, getting arrested is nothing compared to going into a meeting with very powerful corporations and leaders, and they listen to you when you explain the science and what's happening, and then you walk out and they just go on. They just don't do anything about it. And that's incredibly frustrating. But I think the science is pretty clear that we need to reduce carbon emissions, and there are targets for 25, for 2030. And I think there's general consensus that the biggest contributors to carbon emissions, so the stuff that leads to climate change, is the global north countries. So it's Western countries. The global south has a far lower contribution, but it of course doesn't mean that we don't need to reduce our emissions as well. And South Africa, the biggest contributor to carbon emissions is the fact that we so heavily rely on coal, for electricity, and that's something that we need to reduce.
All right. So interesting that we, you know, talking about this again, climate change, and now with, people understanding what climate change is about. But do you think we actually are getting through to the man in the street who every day is trying to put food on the table and just live? Are they understanding of what's happening in the world with regards to climate change and how this could actually impact their health? Or as a country, do we need to now do more to make them realize that this is what is in store for us as we go forward?
I think we certainly need to do much more about communication. On our panel this week, experts shared their concern that if they go into communities, climate change is not something people think about. And that is at least partly as a result of communication campaigns that haven't been done properly and that haven't been done extensively enough. And if there are two lessons that I, as a journalist, learned during COVID about this type of communication, it is that the one thing is it doesn't help to have accurate information if it's not in the language of the people or in a way presented that they can understand it, and you have to distribute it on the channels that they access.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really lovely talking to you and getting an insight into what exactly climate change is going to do for human health. And I think we're going to see quite a bit of this as the, you know, if we don't try to make changes and lifestyle changes for, I think every single person will come into play here. So we can do make the effort, and we hopefully can change or turn things around.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.